You're listening to Clan Radio in association with Wellwood Communications. We're well into the summer months now, and it's all about looking ahead to next season. It's been a couple of weeks since we said goodbye to the head coach, Ryan Finnerty, and of course the recruitment is on for his successor. With me to update us on the latest for the search for Ryan's successor is the Hockey and Operations Director, Gareth Chalmers. Gareth, firstly, thank you for taking the time to talk to me. As I say, it's been a couple of weeks since Ryan left the club. How's the search for a successor gone so far?
Yep, it's going very well. Obviously, we've had a lot of interest in the position. Had a lot of applications, almost 50 applications from North America, Europe, and here in the UK. So there's, you know, there's plenty of different candidates there with plenty of experience in the background that we're looking for. So it's all processing very well, and you know, we just need to try and find the right guy now.
So what are you looking for in a replacement that fits the bill, that fits the kind of guy you're looking for?
It's a difficult one to really explain, but you know, every club would like the ideal head coach, somebody with a bit of experience, somebody who's got a record of winning, but also can put an entertaining product on the ice. There's various different aspects that we'll have to try and cover, so we've got to try and find that guy and compromise in certain places. You know, I think as an organisation now, we want to try and progress and try and find a way of getting that first major trophy for the club. And you know, we've got that very much in mind when we're looking for somebody, but we also need to keep into account that we've got a product here at Brayhead that has been entertaining for the last 7 years, and we want to obviously continue, and the head coach has got a major part of playing that.
Now, and so, as someone in your position, whether that's Hockey and Operations Director as your title is, or General Manager, how difficult a decision is this to make when you have to weigh up the pros and cons of all the candidates?
It's a very difficult decision. It's a decision that, yeah, you know, we have to get right. It's not going to be a quick fix, 1 year appointment. We're going to have to bring in a guy with a period of time in mind, and give him the time and the support to allow him to try and bring and achieve the targets that we've got. So it's a very difficult decision, and you know, it's one that we're not going to rush into. We're going to have to take our time with, and just to make sure you get the right guy and make sure we bring the right individual to the club.
Now, in the past, we've seen Bruce Richardson and Drew Bannister come in. They were player coaches in their time at the club. Is that an option that you're looking to entertain?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to rule anything out right now. As we've seen the last couple of years in Belfast and Cardiff with Walser and Lord, if you get the right guy in that role as a player coach, it can work. From a personal perspective, I think I'd rather actually have a head coach. I do think longer term that works better than having a guy where his time's split between being a head a player coach. Are you coaching a player? So it's I think we'll probably more than likely go down the route of a head coach, but I'm not ruling out a player coach at this time.
So do you have a timeline in mind of when we can see a new coach being appointed?
Well, yeah, realistically, we'd hopefully get somebody in the next 2 weeks. It's you know, recruitment's starting to speed up a little bit now. Obviously, we've got to keep in mind that there might be certain guys that we want to bring back from last year. So as time ticks on, you know, players are starting to drip into the market now a little bit. So we need to make sure we get a guy in place, so he can get running straight away and get into recruitment and plans for the new season. But also, as I said before, I don't think, you know, we're not going to rush into something just because we've got a time frame there. It's an important decision, so irrespective of a timeline, we'll have to get the right guy.